Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Digital transformations are failing at an accelerated pace. In fact, they're failing so commonly that it's becoming somewhat of an epidemic in the industry today. But why are digital transformations failing more and more over time? And what is it we can do to mitigate those risks? That's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one of the common service offerings we provide is not only to help clients avoid failure in the first place, but also to help companies that have failed or struggling with their digital transformations to get those initiatives back on track. And one thing we've noticed is that part of our business, the latter part of our business, is growing much faster than any other part of our business. Another part of our business that's also growing quickly is our expert witness practice, which suggests that there's more lawsuits in the industry requiring our services to testify in lawsuits on why the transformations are failing. And I've spent a lot of time thinking about why I think digital transformation failures are increasing and are going to continue increasing in the future. So what I want to do today is talk about why that is, so that not only do you understand why projects are failing, but more importantly, so you can understand what it is you need to do to avoid those common mistakes and common pitfalls that organizations seem to be falling into. Now, for more information and best practices around digital transformation to help you avoid failure and help just get you grounded in what some of the best practices are for digital transformation, I encourage you to read our Digital Transformation Report, which is an annual report we publish each year. It contains a number of benchmarks, best practices, and lessons learned from digital transformations over the last year. The same guide and report also contains a number of independent software reviews and rankings to help you select and plan for the type of software you want to be deploying. So I encourage you to read that paper by scanning the QR code in front of you on the screen, or you can go to the links below for a link to access that report along with other resources that will help you through your transformation. So to get started, let's talk about, first of all, why failures happen. And we're just gonna call this for the time being the failure bubble. Failure is happening, but why is it? This doesn't really help us to say that failures are happening at an accelerated pace unless we talk about what it is that's contributing to failure. And the first thing I'll talk about that is contributing is forced vendor upgrades. And what I mean by this is that organizations, and specifically software vendors, are sunsetting legacy products and forcing organizations to upgrade to new systems. Now, it may be that these new systems are the best thing in the long term for organizations, and it may be that there's a lot of ROI in those upgrades, and commonly there is such a ROI. But the point here is that organizations that are going through digital transformations oftentimes find themselves caught up in a failure because a software vendor arbitrarily decided that now's the time that you need to get off your old legacy system and go upgrade or re-implement something new. Now, presumably, they're hoping and they're banking on the fact that you're going to upgrade to their new version of software, which is more profitable for them, but chances are also fair or moderate that you might just go find another vendor. Regardless of what direction you go or how you navigate that, the net effect is the same, which is it's creating an artificial sense of urgency for organizations to change technology now, whether they're ready or not and have the budget to do it and the resources to do it. And that's creating a variable that is undermining the potential success of many of these transformations. So the biggest thing you can do to mitigate this risk is to make sure that you're upgrading and going through your digital transformation on your own timeline. You don't necessarily need to listen to the software vendors that are telling you now is the time, or the industry analysts who are paid by the software vendors to tell you that now is the time. What's important is for you to understand what the right timing is, what the digital transformation should look like, and what that tempo should look like that makes the most sense for you. The next thing that's contributing to the accelerated pace of digital transformation failure is similar to forced upgrades, but it's a different one and that's worth calling out, which is immature cloud solutions. And this is very material and very important because what's happening here is not only are vendors forcing companies to get off old legacy on-premise systems, but they're also introducing, as their flagship products, some cloud solutions that are not as mature as their legacy on-premise system. Now, this is true primarily for the legacy vendors that built their original solutions on-prem and now have migrated their flagship products to cloud solutions. This point is not as relevant to the legacy cloud providers like NetSuite, Workday, Salesforce, et cetera. Those are vendors that built their system in the cloud way back when they first started the companies and way before cloud systems were cool. But now, on-premise legacy vendors are catching up and they're forcing all of their systems into cloud solutions as well. And it's a rewrite of those systems, which would suggest, and based on experience and just logic, that the decades of on-prem R&D that had been done are not going to happen overnight as the software vendors move to the cloud. So this is why it's really important when you're going through a software selection or defining what your digital strategy is to make sure you poke holes in whatever cloud solution you might be trying to deploy. Not to not only find the right fit and the ideal fit for your organization, but to make sure that you understand what the risks are. Because every system you deploy, even the most mature cloud solutions, are going to have deficiencies and gaps that you need to address that introduce risk into your digital transformation. So you need to understand what those gaps are. But the reality is that the immaturity and the relative immaturity of cloud solutions is creating a lot of the problems that we're seeing in the digital transformation space.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another challenge that is emerging in the tech industry, which is contributing to digital transformation failure, is very much related to the forced upgrades. So right now, the software vendors are actually succeeding at forcing a lot of organizations into digital transformations. Some of those digital transformations would have happened anyway, and some organizations were already ready for digital transformation, but a lot of those organizations weren't ready and they're prematurely going through a digital transformation simply because they have no choice. Regardless of the reason, though, the net effect is that it's creating a constraint or a bottleneck on qualified technical types. So that's another challenge we have is the limited technical skills that are available in the marketplace right now. At least when I say limited, it's limited relative to demand, I should say. So those limited tech skills are contributing to failure as well because now even the big system integrators and the big technology providers are constrained in many ways with the skills they have and the number of resources that they have. And a lot of them are starting to dig at the bottom of the barrel to get any sort of qualified or semi-qualified resource to staff the projects for the demand that's been created by the forced upgrades. So this is another reason why you want to make sure you have a clear understanding of what type of technical skills you do or don't have available at your disposal and make sure that your overall digital strategy plan and roadmap reflects the realities of what skills you do or don't have. Another dynamic that's contributing to failure is the fact that so many organizations now are running with limited resources. They're running lean. In other words, they don't have a bench of people available necessarily to support a digital transformation internally. So lean operations is something that has always been a challenge, but it's something that's become even more of a problem nowadays, specifically because in this post-pandemic world, a lot of organizations downsized. A lot of organizations had really started to think about how they can optimize the lean operations of their business model. And it's always been a challenge, but even more so here in the 2020s. So when you combine the fact that internal employees within organizations are not as available as they once were, you combine that with the fact that you have limited tech skills from the outside software vendors, and you have immature cloud solutions, and you have forced upgrades happening in mass throughout the economy, that's a perfect storm for digital transformation failure, and it's a good indicator and a good explanation for why so many transformations are failing right now. So we may not be able to change the fact that an organization is lean and has limited staff, limited capacity to support a digital transformation, but what we can control is the tempo at which we move. So just like I mentioned up here, if you're running lean or if you're running into a shortfall of external skills to support your project, same thing is true with internal skills. If you have a shortfall of internal resources, then you just want to make sure that your digital strategy, your plan, your roadmap, your time frame, your budget, it reflects that. For example, in a perfect world, let's just say you could implement your digital transformation in 18 months. But given these two dynamics right here, it may be that it might need to take 24 or 30 months to go through the implementation simply because you don't have enough internal and external resourcing to help support the project. So we can't change these two things necessarily, at least not in the short term, but what we can do is change the backdrop and the context by which we go through our digital transformations. Now, another dimension that's contributing to failure, and this may be a trigger for a lot of you, is agile methodologies. Agile is very hot right now. When you look at really any major software vendor, system integrator, and their implementation methodology, chances are pretty high that they have a fully agile or at least a partially agile implementation methodology. Now, I'm not going to dive into what agile is or whether agile is better or worse than waterfall or how they compare to one another, but you can check out this video right here from my YouTube channel where I do dive into that topic in more detail. So be sure to check that out. If you don't know what agile is or you don't know what the pros and cons are, there's a pretty balanced review I provide of it in this video right here. In the meantime, though, when we look at agile methodologies, what we're finding is that this flexibility that agile is meant to enable is actually creating a lot of chaos and unpredictability and lack of structure within digital transformations. And digital transformations, by definition, need a certain amount of structure, project governance, controls, stage gates, and that sort of thing. Even though agile methodologies would suggest that you need to be a little bit more nimble and you need to be more reactive and just get technology deployed and get feedback and pivot and change, that's all fine and good in some cases, but when you take agile too far, it actually leads to a lot of failure. And when we say failure, by the way, we're talking about budget overruns, time overruns, lack of business value, operational disruption at the time of go live. Those are all examples of metrics that would suggest that your project might be failing if you fall short in any of those metrics. So the key here is to make sure you've got the right implementation methodology and that if you do introduce agile concepts, you're not going too far down the path of agile without keeping and preserving some of the structure and discipline that you need in order to make a digital transformation successful. Now, the final driver of digital transformation failure that I'll talk about here today is change fatigue. And if you think about it, organizations are tired. Individuals within organizations are tired. They've been through a lot in the last 3 years. Ever since COVID, they've been asked to rethink how they work. They've been asked to work from home in many cases. Supply chains have been disrupted. People's jobs have become harder. Many people have lost their jobs throughout the pandemic and since. And at the same time this is happening, all this other stuff is happening within organizations. They're trying to go through mass digital transformations with new technologies, with limited skills, using agile methodologies, and all this is resulting in people getting tired and people getting less excited about change in general. So the fact that organizations and the employees within those organizations are getting tired and they're fatigued means that they're not as supportive of digital transformations as they need to be to ensure that they don't fail in their transformations. In other words, we need to figure out how to make sure that we mitigate this change fatigue in a way that doesn't lead to failure, but instead leads to digital transformation success. Now, there's a lot of things you can do here. A lot of them are easier said than done, but some of the things you can do or some examples of things you could do would be to reprioritize projects. If you have a lot of change initiatives going right now, at the same time you're trying to do a digital transformation, it makes sense in some cases to either deprioritize some of the other projects or maybe deprioritize or delay your digital transformation. It could mean that you need to address some of these staffing issues that have happened along the way. Maybe we need more staff to support the project so that we're not contributing further to change fatigue by overloading a smaller group of people that are on a digital transformation project. It could mean that we need to have a tighter and more predictable, more structured implementation methodology, which the chaos that oftentimes comes from Agile will oftentimes result in change fatigue. So there's a lot of different things we can do to address this, but the point here is we need to make sure we recognize, understand, and mitigate the fact that employees and organizations in general are fatigued right now in many cases. So I hope this has helped explain why digital transformation failures are happening at a higher rate than ever. And I hope it's helped explain some of the drivers of that accelerating failure rate. Most importantly, I hope this has also provided some ideas on how you can mitigate and navigate some of these change management and human-based problems and challenges that organizations are facing today. Now, for more ideas and tips on how to navigate some of these challenges that I've talked about here today, I encourage you to read our Digital Transformation Report, which is an annual report we publish each year that contains a number of best practices and benchmarks in order to make your digital transformation successful. You can read that report by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below to download that along with other resources I've provided for you. So I hope you found this information useful.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.